Someone asked me how long was the mass going to be tonight. And I said, well, you know, we kind of take our time here at St. Martin's of Porres Catholic Church. We don't put God on the clock. But someone said, but Father, once again, how long is the mass going to be? You know, there's a basketball game on this evening. Well, we want to give all the honor and glory to God, who is so good to us. Amen. And ask that good and gracious God to help Villanova win that game tonight as well. Yes. Last week, there was a march that took place in our nation's capital. And in fact, there were marches throughout the country, and indeed throughout the world. The people led by young people, speaking up for change and for sensible gun control, that our schools might be safe, that no child will go into a school and have a fear that they may not get out. No parent would have the fear they might get a phone call that their child was hurt at a place called school. I was watching those marches throughout the day. And one person who spoke so beautifully, one of the young people from Parkland, said that we're marching for change. We want change in our nation. Yes. We're marching. Yes. We're moving. Yes. For change. Yes. That stayed with me this entire week, and I've been thinking about the importance of change and how we're all supposed to be changing ourselves. But real change, we know, church, that we can make in our world today must happen first within us. I can't change you if I'm not allowing God to change me. I have to always be open to growth and allowing my heart that I might be the change I want to see. In many ways, tonight, that's what we do when we gather this evening. We're marching for change. You specifically are marching for change. The liturgy tonight is very active. For those of us who can't sit still, it's a dream for us. We're back here, we're over here, we're this, that, up and down. But the change we take in place is in our heart. That God would touch us and change us, and make us into the woman, the man that God has made us to be. Your lives are going to be changed. Just think about it. All the sin you've done in your life, you two have been done a whole lot. But I know for 49 years I've been sinning. But in a moment of grace, a change will come over you. Everything you've done is all in the past. Washed away clean at the river. What a change will come over you. And you'll come down this aisle with some new clothes on, light your candle to remind yourself and the world that Christ is my light. I have nothing to fear.
Yes, that's right.
And then the power of God's Spirit will come upon you in confirmation. You'll only be baptized once. Once you're baptized in Christ, that's it. There's no rebaptism again. And the same thing with confirmation. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, just as the Spirit came upon the early church, it changed them and made them over. And yes, you will come into this sanctuary. And those words on that altar will be yours. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. But as long as I got Jesus, I got everything I need. I got Jesus. And that's the sacrament you can receive every Sunday, every day. but especially every Sunday. Yes. You come and receive body and blood, soul and divinity, that's Christ. It gives you your energy you need to be the change you want to see. That's why tonight I rejoice in my God, who's been so good to me, to allow me to see another Easter. In the midst of all the stuff of life, the division, the meanness, the nastiness, and God knows it's been a tough year for our country. The light still shines.
Amen.
And God has not forgotten us. And so we indeed are marching for change tonight. The change that happens here in me, that I can go out and change the world. You call my sister's house. My nephew answers the phone. I guarantee you he will say, if you ask where my sister is, and if she's not there, he will say, she ain't here. And we've tried to teach him to be a little bit more polite and use the correct English that he learns from school, all that money. But he'll still say, she ain't here. That's the same question those women asked. Where is he? He ain't here. He's been raised up. And because he lives, we can rise up too.
Yes.
Because he lives,
yes.
I can face tomorrow.
Yes.
Because he lives, I'm not afraid of the dark. Because he ain't here in that grave, he's raised up.
Yes.
We too can rise to new and abundant life. And you can show us by your yes to that long walk to freedom, that march for change, that God has not forgotten us. There's still new life. There's still new growth right here in what we call the Kingdom of North Philadelphia. St. Martin de Porres is not dead, for the best is yet to come.
That's right.